This is KCUR 89.3. Storms in the Midwest can be dangerous, but there's often beauty to be found in a streak of lightning or a billowing supercell. An exhibition at the Central Branch of the Kansas City Public Library called Chasing Weather combines vivid storm photos by Stephen Locke with poems by Karen Miriam Goldberg, the former Kansas Poet Laureate. New Letters on the Air host Angela Elam asked the poet how the collaboration, which became a book, got its start.
We found each other in a way I never expected to find a collaborator on Facebook.
Oh, really?
Somebody suggested we be friends, and then I wrote to him that one of his images was poetic. And he had been thinking about asking a writer to collaborate with him, and as he tells the story, at the moment he thought, well, who better than the Poet Laureate of Kansas?
And so what year was this that you guys started planning?
2009.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it was your first year as Poet Laureate.
My first year. Okay. And I had been thinking about working with a photographer. And so he wrote me a minute later, just as I was getting ready to write him, and say, do you want to do a project together? And we just started working together. And now we've become close friends, and I've just learned so much from his photography and how he sees the world that has given me more nuanced and sometimes bigger and deeper ways to see the sky and the land.
Well, let's start with a poem from Chasing Weather that you wrote. It says, for Stephen, supercell.
Well, there's nothing like spending hours collaborating with somebody. And since then, we've gotten to spend many, many hours on road trips. And after hearing one another's stories about the losses we survived, I was really inspired to write this supercell. Did you think your life was straight as this road, something that could be time-lapsed into a predictable gait? Did you try to map lightning, predict when the thunderhead will pause and fold in on itself? Have you pointed to a place in the clouds and said, there, just before it turned into somewhere else? It's all nothing then supercell, multiple strikes through the clouds while the tips of the grass shimmer. From the deep blue that narrates your life comes the pouring upward of white curves and blossoms. From the dark comes the thunder, then the violet flash. From the panorama of what you think you know comes the collapse of sky, falling on you right now, whether you're watching the weather or not. The world dissolves, reforms. What comes surprises, motion moving all directions simultaneously, like the losses you carry, talismans strung through your days, singing of those you've loved, deep as the blue framing the storm. It rains for a moment in the field, in your heart. Then the weather stretches open its hand and says, here, this whole sky is forgiving.
That's Karen Miriam Goldberg reading from the book Chasing Weather, and it's one of her poems called Supercell, dedicated to Stephen Locke, the photographer whose work is featured in this book. Some of the poems go so perfectly with the images. I thought, did she write this for this? But one that seemed to match the image so well, I noticed that it was a poem that was also in your earlier book, Landed. Can you talk a little bit about what you guys did together?
Well, there's probably about 75 poems, and although I haven't counted, I would say 10, maybe 12 are old works, and everything else was something I wrote after staring at his photos for hours and hours. Stephen's photos are astonishing, and they're unlike any weather photos I've ever seen. He isn't a close distance chaser. He tries to be far enough away to really get the shape of the storm.
Well, let's go to another poem, What the Sky is Made Of.
The sky is made of soft rain and hard light, the old yearning to be held, the ancient fear of not having enough, and the fountain of wind that says something's gone, something else is arriving. The sky is made of rock shattered finer than the smallest atoms of human memory. Air we call breath once we take it in and turn it to motion, anger, or song. The beating of hummingbird wings compose the sky, as well as the fluttering of muscle on muscle, the space in between the rain, the drum of the jackrabbit's heart. The sky is made of rivers before and after they became rivers.